Dedicated listeners to this program may recall that since 1991, I have attempted an annual assessment of how peace on Earth has fared in the year gone by.
NPR Senior News Analyst Daniel Shore.
1991, with the end of the Gulf War and the war in Afghanistan, got high marks. The succeeding years have been mixed. And this year, peace on Earth sounds like a sardonic joke. So we have decided to skip the evaluation. If I were asked what typified this year, I would say that it's been the year of the suicide bomber, that unstoppable weapon. The latest example was the bombing of the American mess hall in Mosul last Tuesday, for which a radical Muslim group has claimed credit, calling it a suicide operation. The last time I saw Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin at breakfast in Washington in September 1995, he said the greatest menace to peace were the crazies, willing to sacrifice themselves to blow up a bus. But in their terms, they were not crazy, but martyrs, willingly giving their lives so that they could be admitted to paradise. In one of his audio tapes, Osama bin Laden praised the martyrs who gave their lives for the sake of Islam. On occasion, Yasser Arafat also praised the martyrs. The principal terrorist attacks aimed against America have been suicide attacks. The bombing of the Marine barracks in Beirut in 1983, the attack on the destroyer in Yemen, the assault on the Air Force barracks in Saudi Arabia. The suicide tradition among some Islamic groups goes back a long way. The word assassin is derived from a fanatical Persian sect of 1,000 years ago called the Hashishin, or hashish users, who considered murdering their enemies to be a sacred duty. Back in 1995, Prime Minister Rabin said that no answer had yet been found for the phenomenon of the suicide bomber. That could be repeated today. This is Daniel Shore.